Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, of course, we're all watching this partial government shutdown in its 19th day now. And in our region, at the airport in Colony, New York, the appears at least that the TSA screeners are working without pay and the airport is unaffected.
Yeah, it looks like that. It's a little bit of good news, I guess. And obviously, people are being cautious as they look at this. But we heard some reports at airports around the country, especially some of the bigger ones on the East Coast, that some of these TSA screener agents were not showing up to work because they're technically not being paid right now. So we were there yesterday with our reporter Steve Williams and our photographer Mark Schultz, and by all accounts, it seemed like the lines were flowing easily and the agents were out in full force. The airport officials and also the TSA official who runs the upstate area says at this point they have not had any call-outs the way they've had in some places, especially like JFK and down in the south also the last week, where some of these workers just said, I'm not coming to work either because I want to go to take another job to get paid right now, or I just refuse to come in. So that's the good news, and it did seem to be flowing smoothly. We're going to keep an eye on this. It seems like the crunch time really starts happening this week, where the concern would rise because they would their first biweekly paychecks that would be most affected are this week. So we're going to keep an eye on that. But right now they're saying everything's going smoothly and their spirits are up. We had limited access to the TSA agents themselves. So we're going to try to go farther at some point and talk to them, too.
Well, Miles, let's head on up to Lake George, where a record has been set, although it might not be the record you're thinking about.
Yeah, so we did a story about the annual report on the effort to limit invasive species brought into Lake George. So the Lake George Park Commission does these boat inspections. They've been doing them for 5 years. So this year they did set a record with the most number of boats that they've ever inspected. Somewhere in the range of 25,000 boats that they had to inspect before the boats went into Lake George when they're coming from other bodies of water. So they, on one hand, they had the highest number of inspections they've ever done. And I suppose on the other hand, and in a positive note, they had the least number of boats since they started this inspection program that required decontamination. And this is where they have to be pulled aside and they have to be washed with a high-pressure hot water solution. This year, they did only 1,600 decontaminations of the boats, and that was about one in seven boats that were brought in from other bodies of water. So the folks that run this at the Park Commission say that this is a positive sign that people are starting to understand why, you know, it's detrimental to the lake if they bring in some of these invasive species like zebra mussels or Asian clams and Eurasian milfoil when they bring them into the water. So these boat inspection sites were very busy this year. On an interesting side note, and this is something we're hearing more and more on a lot of the stories we do, is they talked about some of the struggles that they had to actually staff these boat inspection stations, including that one right at the head of the lake at Million Dollar Beach. They said that it was very difficult to find people to take those jobs. So starting next year, they're going to have about 55 positions, and they're going to boost the pay there a dollar an hour, but it's still it's going to be $12 an hour. But they said there was a lot of stress in the system this year doing all these boat inspections. So a little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news, and it's an interesting look at some of these efforts to contain the invasive species.
Miles Reed, he's the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can find out more at dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. He joins us on Wednesdays. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David.